Okay,
Trilogy.
so we're moving into Sim Shalom, the last bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Shimon Schwab says that this bracha is called Birchas Kohanim. And the Gemara says, Maro loma Sim Shalom acher Birchas Kohanim, Diksiv Samu Shmiel b'nei Yisrael v'ani Yavarchem, Bracha de Kodesh Baruch Hu Sholem, Shenemar Hashem Yavarch Samu v'Sholem. And the Gemara basically saying, why do we say Sim Shalom after Birchas Kohanim? It's because of the pasuk in the Torah that says that I'll place my name on Bnei Yisrael and I will give them a bracha. The bracha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is peace. As we know, it says Hashem Yivarech as Amo Vashalom. And the Misadri HaTfilo instituted that Sim Shalom be said after Birchas Kohanim because the purpose of Birchas Kohanim is the placement of the name of Hashem on Bnei Yisrael, which will cause him to bless us with his ultimate blessing, that of Shalom. And as we know, it says Ein Lecha Kli Shemachzik Bracha Yosem and Hashalom. There's no vessel that contains, that holds bracha more than peace. The Vilna Gaon says that the bracha of Shalom refers to the protection of one's character. Quality of character is truly the container that seals in all of the blessings, because negative character traits will spoil all of a person's blessings, while good character traits will enhance them. And this bracha includes a request for the most essential forms of peace, the key to real fortune and success, that of peace of mind. The serene person is in control of his thoughts and feelings. He's not at the mercy of external events which unpredictably attempt to influence the human's moods. The person who is at peace with himself has developed a rich personal philosophy that helps him cope with the sling and arrows of life. His attitude is positive, and even life's cruelest blows cannot crush his spirits. An essential component of genuine peace of mind is to accept what life apportions to us and not to demand that life conform to our dreams and expectations. The Rush says, want whatever your Creator wants for you, enjoy whatever you have, whether it be a little or a lot. Rav Mordechai of Lechavitz would say, if things are not as you want them to be, you should want them to be as they are. With this in mind, we approach this bracha with this commitment. I am prepared for anything life has to offer. I hope for the best, but I am ready for the worst. With the help of Hashem, I will survive and overcome life's challenges. Rav Shlomo Volbe says that concentrated tefillah disciplines the mind and trains a person to control his inner thoughts so that they are unaffected by the external distractions. Tefillah is an intimate dialogue between man and his Creator. He says, speak to him as you would converse with your friend and listen to him as you listen to your friend, focusing all your attention on him. All around you are diversions, noise, traffic, radio. Inside is emotional turbulence, worries, stress, dilemmas, quarrels, desires, daydreams. Then suddenly there is only quiet and calm. The inner tranquility creates an impression of serenity and silence all around. The incessant din subsides. Noise and chatter recede far into the background because I am immersed in tefillah. The Yaris Devash reminds us that we should daven for harmony amongst Klal Yisrael. We daven to Hashem to save us from envy, fighting, and friction, to help us to be patient and tolerant of one another and purge our hearts of all hatred and desire for revenge, to help us fulfill the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So the bracha opens up, Sim Shalom Tova, Uvracha, Chein V'Chesed V'Rachamim. The Avudram explains that we ask for peace at the conclusion of Shmoneh Esrei because much of our tefillah serves as a substitute for the karbonos. And at the end of the sacrificial service, the Kohanim blessed Klal Yisrael, ending with the bracha of Yaseim Lecha Shalom. Rav Avim Chaim Foryer says, actually, we're requesting five other qualities besides for peace in this bracha. We ask for tova, bracha, chein, chesed, and rachamim. And these allude, he says, to the six brachos of Birchas Kohanim. And for this reason, Sim Shalom is recited only at times when Birchas Kohanim is recited. At all other times, we recite a condensed version of Shalom Rav. Rav Shimon Schwab says, since Birchas Kohanim ends with V'yaseh Mecha Shalom, the composers of the Tefillah had picked these words with which to begin this final bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. The same is true of the composition of Shalom Rav, which is said at Mincha and Maariv. The opening phrase beginning with Sim Shalom is a tefillah for inner peace or peace of mind, in which one is at peace with himself. This is the highest form of peace, and we ask here for tova, bracha, chein, v'chesed, v'rachamim, which are all brachos to which a person can recognize that Hashem loves him. By receiving these brachos, he has the wonderful feeling that his soul is at peace with Hashem. The Sefer Ikrim says man goes through stages of development in life. When he is growing and improving in his in life, he is the recipient of Hashem's chen, of his graciousness. During periods when he does not improve but maintains the level of his more fruitful period, Hashem grants him chesed, kindness. And then there are the times when his performance declines and he does not deserve Hashem's help. But even then, Hashem shows his rachamim, his compassion. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael amecha. But we are not satisfied to merely obtain this form of peace for ourselves. Rather, we daven that Hashem may extend the serenity and peace aleinu to all our loved ones and then to all of Yisrael. Baruchenu avinu kolanu ke'echad b'yar panecha. We now daven for peace between one person and another. Hashem shows us a friendly face when we have shalom among ourselves. But as long as there is discord among us, Hashem shows us an angry face. Rav Yitzchak Kirzner writes that when we ask Hashem to bless us together as one with the light of His face, we mean that we want Him to give all of us all the blessings we have asked for with a pleasant face, that is, willingly. We ask Him to turn to us with loving attention. There are times when Hashem gives us things simply as a means of keeping us alive, in the hope that we will subsequently become worthy of His giving us in a greater way. In this tefillah, we also ask Hashem to feel comfortable enough that the light of His face be directed towards us. We want a relationship with Him. We don't only want that He gives us. We want to feel that Hashem gives to us with so much attachment that He wants to talk to us face to face. The Kohelet Yitzchak says that from Toras Chaim, through the word Shalom, represents seven flames of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which radiated the divine light to the Jewish people and the entire world. Rav Shimon Schwab says that this description of Torah as something alive conveys the idea that it was not meant to be accepted only by individuals. Rather, the Torah was given to be taught by fathers and mothers to their children, by Rebbeim to Talmidim, and to be learned by Chaverim with each other. It is not stagnant, it lives. It is to pulsate with life. It requires people to engage in it together and thereby to enhance each other's understanding of it. And by doing so, it also enhances peace between man and man. The Avas Chesed, the desire to do kindness to others, is a spiritual bracha of Hashem, and it's part of the bracha of Shalom among people. Utztaka, uvracha, v'rachem, and v'chaim. Continuing to detail the brachos of Shalom among people, we list it tztaka, charitable deeds to each other, bracha, each one's presence is a bracha to another, rachmim and chayim, when one is in need, the other offers him his merciful assistance, thus enabling the one in need to continue living his life normally. Vishalom, the word shalom is mentioned here a second time, to add circumstances where people are angry with one another, for good cause or not, and there is a severance of a relationship. Nevertheless, the bracha of Shalom makes it possible for people to forgive each other, v'shalom, and to reestablish the peace. V'tov b'einecha levarech es amcha Yisrael b'chol eis v'chol shah b'shlomecha. We now reference the third kind of Shalom, that of absence of war, of not being attacked or endangered. At all times, at every hour, there is warfare and bloodshed going on somewhere in the world. If one could observe the entire globe from space at one time, he would not find one moment when the earth is free of strife, when there is no incident of bloodshed, or when there is no endangering someone else's life. Therefore, at every moment of our lives, b'chol eis, b'chol shah, we are dependent on shlomecha, meaning the protection of Hashem from wars, dangers, pogroms, and holocausts. Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer says, this reminds us that we needed the brach of shalom at all times, not only in life, but even after death. And the Gemara teaches that one should constantly daven that he be spared from dissension and strife, not only in this world, but even at his funeral, until the last spadeful of dirt is shoveled over his grave. And a person should daven to be spared trauma and undue suffering before he dies. He should daven that he receive a dignified burial and that his body should be prepared, protected, and purified in accordance with halacha. He should daven that his children will recite Kaddish and commemorate his memory appropriately, so that his soul will rest in peace and tranquility. And finally, he should daven that the heavenly tribunal judge him favorably so that he may enjoy a peaceful external reward. And the bracha closes, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. We now close Shemona Esrei, that he who blesses his nation Yisrael with peace, meaning with this threefold peace. And Rav Shimon Schwab says, that Shalom and Birchas Kohanim refers to these kinds of peace. And therefore the bracha again is called Birchas Kohanim, as it reinforces, as it references the three types of Shalom, and it's just an extension of Birchas Kohanim. Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer says that in our times, when we see Eretz Yisrael wrecked by turbulence and terror, we daven with intense fervor that Hashem bring enduring peace to our beloved land. The word Shalom, meaning peace, comes from the word Shalem, complete and wholesome. That true peace is the presence of harmony when every man fulfills his proper function and every resource is utilized properly. At Mincha and at Marv, we say the shortened version. We say Shalom Rav al Yisrael Amcha Tosim Liolam. This is a reference to the Shlomo Rabba, the great peace, meaning peace of mind and soul. Kiyatuhu Melech Adon L'chol HaShalom, the phrase mean of all peace, refers to the Shalom between man and man. And again, the bracha of Shalom Rav closes in the same fashion as it does in Sim Shalom with the word V'tov Beinecha, meaning again, peace of, in the world. And Rabbi Chiel Sparrow says that it's interesting to note that if we look at the bracha of Sim Shalom, the second and third forms of peace are introduced with an introductory request to bless us. We say Barcheinu Avinu, V'tov Beinecha, but the first request is phrased in an absolute must, Sim Shalom. We do not preface it with a request to bless us with peace. We must have it. If we do not have it, then everything else we have asked for is completely meaningless. It is as if we have gone to fill our buckets with water and suddenly realize that the buckets are full of holes. All the blessings in the world won't help us if we do not have peace of mind to appreciate them. And if we work on ourselves and train our hearts to feel other people's joy and happiness as our own, then the brachos for which we have yearned and davened for so long will be answered, and we will have the kli then in which they can be held. Rav Yitzchak Kirzner says that the request for peace is truly a bracha of thanksgiving to Hashem, which is why it fits in this last section of Shemoneh Esrei. And our two selves, the physical and the spiritual, are diametrically opposed. Yet, there's a way of unifying our spiritual and physical dimensions. We can accomplish this fact only because of Hashem's greatness and goodness. Since Hashem is one and He endows us with a sense of unity, we can strive for our inner unity and success. And to close with a story and then the homework, so really instead of the story, I wanted to focus a little bit that in case Mashiach is not here by Thursday, a little bit on what Asar B'Teves is. And Chazal asked that we know if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, the halacha is we would fast on Shabbos. Yet if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, which is commemorating the actual Churban, we know the halach is we push it off to Sunday. And the question is why? If anything, you would think Tisha B'Av, with what it represents, should be the one that remains on Shabbos, and Asar B'Teves, being just really the beginning of the story, you know, should be the one that's pushed off. And Chazal answered that on Asar B'Teves, that is the day that Hashem decides whether there will be another Tisha B'Av in the fashion as we know it, or there will be a Tisha B'Av as a yontiv with the Mashiach's coming. And therefore, since that's the day of the judgment, that day cannot be pushed off. Just as Yom Kippur it falls on Shabbos, we do it on Shabbos. Asar B'Teves, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would do the same. And therefore, we should realize that if Mashiach is not here by Thursday, that we are davening that Hashem should judge us favorably this coming year, that this coming year's Tisha B'Av should be a yontiv and not a Tisha B'Av as we know it as a day of mourning. And the homework obviously is that at least once over the week by Shachris and then at least once Mincha Marv, since we did touch on Shalom Rav, to stop and think about what the bracha is and that we daven that Hashem does bring peace, peace to the world, peace to Eretz Yisrael, peace between members of Klal Yisrael, peace to ourselves as in peace in mind, and that with all that we be zocha to the ultimate peace and the bias goel of Mashiach, and that we do not have to have another Tisha B'Av as we know it.